Nearly 30 years since the Hillsborough disaster, and the man in charge of policing that day, the 15th of April 1989, is standing trial accused of 95 counts of manslaughter by gross negligence. A jury of 7 men and 7 women have been selected to try the case against David Duckenfield and Graham McCrell, who was the club's secretary and safety officer at Sheffield Wednesday at the time of the tragedy. There was silence in the opening proceedings as the names of the 95 of those who died that day were read out. The jury was told for legal reasons the 96th victim, Tony Bland, couldn't be included on that list. And speaking to the jury, the prosecution said much about the Hillsborough disaster was extraordinary, not least the appalling scale of the loss of life. They said each of the 96 died as a result of the extraordinarily bad failures of David Duckenfield in the care that he took to discharge his personal responsibility on that day. How his failures contributed substantially to the deaths of each of those who tragically lost their lives. The prosecution said that those failures played more than a minimal part in leading to the crush. Now, the Crown also alleged that Graham McCrell, as safety officer for Sheffield Wednesday, failed to agree with police how spectators would get into the ground, how he shrugged off important aspects of his role. Now, both David Duckenfield and Graham McCrell deny all the charges that they face, and the prosecution are expected to take up most of the second day of this trial, finishing their opening.